In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. Of all the episodes and wonders in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, people remember certainly that he walked on water. It is alluded to as a mark of perfection and a sign of his holiness and divinity. Jesus walked on water. I saw a bumper sticker recently: if you think you're perfect, try walking on water. And it is used in popular sarcasm to exaggerate of someone who's thought highly of, that they could walk on water, as in they could do no wrong. But on the eve of the Feast of the Transfiguration, which today is, we behold a greater sign, a surpassing wonder. On Mount Tabor, Christ's face did shine like the sun, and his clothing was white as light. And a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." When the disciples first saw Christ walking on water, they thought they were seeing a ghost. When Christ was transfigured, and the voice of the Father thundered, they knew they were seeing the Son of God revealed to them in glory. A key eyewitness to both events was St. Peter. And in St. Peter's second epistle, read in church tomorrow at the liturgy, when he wants to convince his readers of the truth of Christ, it is the transfiguration he cites, not the walking on water. He says to the Christians, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him on the holy mountain." St. Peter's referring to that time, that moment of the transfiguration. And for St. Peter, it was a greater honor to witness that, to witness Christ's transfiguration, his shining with the glory of his divinity, than to see him walking on water. One event was an overcoming of nature. The other event was a revealing of God's heavenly reality, a presentation of being in the presence of heaven with the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And of course, St. Peter himself joined Christ walking on the water. And yet even then he was still more impressed with the glory he beheld on Mount Tabor, to the extent that he was ready to build 3 tabernacles right there on the mountain for Jesus and Moses and Elias, in honor of the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. The Jews were instructed to build little booths in remembrance that God had brought them through the wilderness and gave them dwellings. St. Peter was always ready. When he saw the Lord walking on water, he instantly was ready to join him. He said, "Lord, if it's you, let me come to you on the water. Lord, let's stay here in glory on the mountain." And when they came for the Lord to arrest him in Gethsemane, without hesitation, it was Peter who quickly drew his sword and took a swipe at one of the culprits. He cut off the guy's ear, but he definitely was going for the kill shot right there and then. He was ready to battle, to defend Christ, even though they were far outnumbered. Quite the character. It is St. Peter who makes the first confession of Christ, declaring him as the Messiah and the Son of the living God. He is the rock, which is actually the nickname Petros, meaning rock in Greek, which Christ gave him. His original name was Cephas. He loved the Lord. The Lord loved him. As St. Peter joined Christ on the water, he would in the end join him on the wood of the cross, himself being crucified, though according to tradition, he was crucified upside down by his own request, thinking himself unworthy to die the same way as the Lord. He was an amazing man, St. Peter. He'd be a blast to hang out with. Now, certainly he is noted for his denial of Christ, but strong men receive strong demonic temptations in a moment of weakness. But he came back strong. He came back strong and faithful to the end. He was the first one to preach and declare Christ the day of Pentecost, calling people to repent, to be baptized, and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As Orthodox, we don't think for a moment that he was the first Pope of Rome. That man's name was Linus. St. Peter was something far greater. He was the first of the apostles. And if he had also been a pope, he would have been the only one not infallible. Because he was impetuous and emotional. But in the end, he was rock solid. And he also gets flack for soon sinking after he started to walk on water. I had mentioned how in my church there was a panel icon over here where every Sunday you'd see St. Peter up to his knees in water, heading down, and Christ reaching for him and him reaching out to the Lord. But he did walk on water. He did walk on water also to start with, and he trusted the Lord to walk on the water, and he just didn't trust himself to stay up, which isn't a bad thing. And beginning to sink, he knew where to turn for help, and he cried, "Lord, save me." And he was lifted up. St. Peter was a risk taker, but the risks he took were for God and for the love of his Lord Jesus Christ. His imperfections are evident, but so is his great love for Christ. Imagine how terrible he felt when he denied his Lord. It's not for us to judge. We do it all the time, deny our Lord. Mostly in little ways, little sins, but ways which add up to a general weakness of faith and a dimness of light in our soul. St. Peter had one denial, but after that, he was there. He was there for the Lord to the very end. We would do well to have the strength and repentance and resiliency of St. Peter. He did walk on water for a while because he wanted to be with his Lord. He did ascend Mount Tabor and saw the glory of God. May God grant us even a small spark of his desire to be with Christ and to behold his divine glory. Through the prayers of the Holy Apostle Peter, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.